One last item from the New Republic magazine says, liberals are for pursuing aggressively alternatives to our present reliance on oil and our present tax preferences for gas-guzzling automobiles. Libertarians would generally agree with this. Not for the goal, though. And again, this gets into the environmentalist agenda. But certainly, the libertarian does not believe that the government should subsidize petroleum or should use a selective tax policies for preferring one particular industry or energy source over another. Libertarians believe in abolishing taxes. I believe in abolishing all taxes and making government based on user fees. So I certainly don't agree with a tax preference that's calculated to benefit a particular industry. And I don't believe, well, this gets back to the military issue, because I believe a lot of our foreign policy right now is designed to promote the energy interests, the certain oil interests. We're in Afghanistan and Iraq and the Middle East to create stable governments. That's the word that's used, stable governments. That means a government that is friendly toward U.S. and other Western petroleum interests. And so the price of gas is disguised at the pump, because it's not just the amount we're paying at the pump. We're paying lots of money in taxes to support military intervention by U.S. armed services for the benefit of oil corporations and particular energy interests. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm a solar power fan. It just means that I don't believe the government should be involved in promoting a particular energy system or form of energy. And for this reason, I definitely think you should vote libertarian, because I have the strongest, most passionate opposition to using the military to promote the oil industry. I'm against using taxes or tax benefits in a selective way to promote one particular industry, and I just don't believe the government should be involved in energy. The outgoing Congressman Roy Blunt, when he was first elected in 1996, the Republican Party National Platform said to abolish the Department of Energy. I think that's a good, that's a constitutional, that's a conservative, that's a libertarian, maybe that's even a liberal agenda, except I think that the liberal wants to, when it says pursue aggressively alternatives, that means government compulsion, government forcing us to pursue an alternative, rather than simply allowing the free market to pursue these alternatives. The current situation with petroleum is sort of like the government in the 1800s, if this were such, if this is hypothetical, but just an analogy. If the government back in the 1800s said that the whale oil industry was too big to fail, and that so much of our economy, our lamps are lit with whale oil, we can't let the whale oil industry go down, so we're going to subsidize the whale oil industry. That would have been a very bad decision, because petroleum, it turns out, for 100 years was a much better energy source than whale oil. There are other sources that are much better, and I don't want the government making the decision as to which energy systems are best. Let the free market decide. Let investors decide. Let people who are using their own money decide what kind of energy they want to invest in. And let the forces of competition and personal responsibility create the best energy system. But I don't want the energy system of the future to be decided by Congress or by any other bureaucrat or politician. This, like computers and like groceries and like clothing and houses, should be determined by the free market, which has proven itself to advance the interests not of the industries, but of the consumers, who enjoy the highest standard of living when industries are competing for their voluntary purchase preferences. So I hope you'll consider this entire agenda, the liberal agenda, as strategies for particular goals, and hopefully goals we share. In some cases, maybe we don't share the same goal, but I think in general, the liberal and the libertarian share so many goals that if we can get past particular partisan strategies for achieving these goals, we can accomplish a great deal. And I certainly believe that you will help accomplish a great deal more by voting libertarian than you will by voting for either the Tweedledum Republican or the Tweedledee Democrat, which are look-alike politicians, in my opinion. that the libertarian agenda is a much different, it's a more refreshing, and it's also it's more ancient and traditional, because it advances tried and true goals of Western civilization and the ideals of freedom and of liberty that have really helped Western civilization become, I think, the preeminent civilization. So I hope you'll consider the links on the right side of the page and make an educated, informed decision to vote libertarian, vote for Kevin Craig in the next election.